So we had a question from Sheba from Saudi. She said that she is living in an area between the Miqat and Mecca itself, the Haram itself. So basically she's living just outside the, or inside the Galamlam area. So she was asking, where should she start the Ihram from?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you just mentioned, that Ramadan is just around the corner, and people are preparing differently for the reception of this great sacred month. We know that during certain seasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubles and multiplies their word so many, many times, in many folds. One of the best seasons, of course, is Ramadan. Is known as Mawsim al-Khairat, the season of righteousness, goodness. People are encouraged to do as much as they could of good deeds, which they used not to do as much in other times. One of the excellent deeds that a person could seize the opportunity of this virtuous time of Ramadan to do is, of course, to perform Umrah, especially when you know that the Prophet ﷺ said that Umratun fi Ramadan ta'dilu hajjah. If one performs Umrah during Ramadan, that's equivalent to performing Hajj. So just performing Umrah during any day of Ramadan, not necessarily the last 10 of Ramadan, but during any day, any time during Ramadan, you get the reward of performing Hajj. And don't misunderstand that, so that somebody who did not perform Hajj would say that I went to Umrah in Ramadan and that's my Hajj. No, you receive the reward of performing Hajj, but you still owe the obligatory Hajj to do whenever you're capable to do so. Unfortunately, many people, they worry about packing their luggage and preparing themselves physically, but they do not prepare themselves mentally for this great event, for the performance of Hajj and Umrah. And accordingly, we have seen many people, unfortunately, have made it to Mecca, to Medina, but they have not made the Hajj nor Umrah because they did not fulfill the requirements of Hajj and Umrah properly. One of the most important activities in the performance of Hajj or Umrah is assuming an intention. Why you're going there? I'm going to perform Umrah or Hajj. Then you need to formulate an intention, and this is what's known in these two acts of worship as Al-Ihram. Where a person would assume an intention to commence on the act of Umrah or Hajj, or sometimes both of them at the same time. The Prophet ﷺ named and appointed certain places that if a person is intending to perform Umrah or Hajj, should not pass without pronouncing the intention of Ihram and saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here I come to you, O Allah, to perform Umrah or Hajj or both of them. So for instance, in the Sahih Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ named Dhul Hulayfa, or Dhul Hulayfa, as a miqat, or an appointed place, a site for the people who are coming from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, or any person who is going to pass by it, to assume the intention of Ihram from there, and of course to put on Ihram clothes at that place, and to abide by the rules and regulations of Ihram, to begin abstaining from certain acts and so on. And he appointed Yalamlam for the people who are coming from Yemen and assuming the intention to perform Umrah or Hajj, etc. And Al-Juhfa for the people who are coming from Al-Sham or those who pass by this site. That Arq for the people who are coming from the direction of Iraq. And so on. So any person who is intending to perform Umrah or Hajj and passes by any of those appointed places which are known as Al-Mawaqid should not pass by them without assuming the intention of Al-Ihram. Many people postpone their Ihram until they land to Jeddah Airport, for instance. There is a very big misunderstanding in the mind of many people that Jeddah or Jeddah Airport is the place of Al-Ihram, where you see them taking their normal everyday clothes off and putting on their Ihram clothes and so on. Now you have violated one of the most important pillars of Hajj Umrah, the beginning. You should not pass any of those mawaqit without assuming the intention of ihram. In the sister's question, she said that she does not live at Yalamlam, which is appointed site for the people who are coming from the Yemen direction, Yemen itself, or any person who passes by. No. She's short of that place. So she's between Yalamlam and Mecca, but she's not in Mecca itself. Here we have to explain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was performing Hajj, he had Aisha, may Allah be pleased, with him. And she happened to experience what every woman experiences, the period. So she was unable to do or perform Umrah at the beginning. And when they were ready and fixing to leave, after they concluded the Hajj, she complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, everybody was lucky enough to perform Hajj and Umrah, and I did not get to do Umrah. Now I'm not going home before performing Umrah as well." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while they were in Mecca, in the sanctuary of Mecca, he assigned her brother Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr al-Siddiq to take her to outside al-Haram, the sanctuary of Mecca, to a place called At-Tan'im, where people call it today Masjidu Aisha, just 15 minutes outside Mecca. Where there she went and she assumed a new intention of performing Umrah. From that we understand the general ruling, the previous general ruling, which is that every person is coming from a certain place should assume the intention of Haram from those appointed areas which he meets on the way. But if he happens to be in Mecca, there they do the intention from Mecca. But if the person is just making a Umrah by itself, then while he or she is in Mecca, in the sanctuary of Mecca, they should go out to Al-Hil, as did Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha ardaha do. So he would go, if he happens to be from the people of Mecca, would go to At-Tan'im and assume a new intention, then come back. That doesn't apply to Hajj. In Hajj, you make the intention while you are in Mecca itself. That is the second case. The third case is that you're not of Mecca people. Neither after the Miqat. You're in between. You're short of the Miqat and you're outside Mecca. Such as the case where the sister is inquiring about. She's short of Yalamlam, but she's outside Mecca. Where and how to assume the intention of Ihram? From your home. Similar to the people who are in Jeddah, residing in Jeddah already. That's their home. They don't have to go any place to assume an intention of Ihram to perform Hajj or Umrah. They just assume the intention and say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and put their Ihram clothes from their homes. Similarly, the sister would do the same. There is another case. If any person was coming to Saudi Arabia to do business or trade, or he got stuck at the airport for a reason or another, he got laid over for some time, and he found the luxury of performing Umrah. So he is at Jeddah airport, finished his business, and he has some leisure time. Now he or she wants to intend to perform Umrah. Do they have to go anywhere? No. Since they are in this place, they make an intention of Ihram from Jeddah, and they don't have to go anywhere else. I hope this explanation of the issue of the appointed places is very clear. And a person who does not make an intention of Ihram at the right appointed place, or al-mawaqit, would have to go back to the place which is appointed for him in the direction and make an intention of Ihram, or if he or she does not do so, then they have to offer a fidyah, a penalty, to slaughter a sheep in the place of the violation, because that violates one of the pillars of Al-Hajj or Al-Umrah as well. One last case. Many people, of course, they include in the package visiting the city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a wonderful practice. But we have to understand that it's not a part of neither Hajj nor Umrah. It's just an extra thing that a person would do and would gain the pleasure of visiting the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and giving him the salam and sending the peace and salutation upon him before his sightseeing immediately. If they happen to come from their country to visit Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara first, then they don't have to worry about wearing their ihram clothes or assuming the intention of ihram from the plane or from any other place. Because they will go to Al-Madinah, and from Al-Madinah, while going to Mecca, they will be treated like the dwellers of Al-Madinah. So from Dhul Hulayfa, or what's known today as Abyar Ali, whether you are flying or going by the bus, the captain would announce that, or the driver, were passing by the miqat. The miqat means appointed place where you should make the intention of ihram there. Wallahu a'lam.